The Big View Looking Down. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The Big View Looking Down. Have you ever thought of taking an overview of your life? Have you ever thought of being up there looking down at your life and watching the things that you do and the people you talk to, the actions you take, and the way you act, the way you live, the way you do things? Have you ever thought of that? Well, think of it. It's kind of fun. It's like going on the top of the Ferris wheel or the Empire State Building or the Eiffel Tower and looking down and seeing all the little people down below. Or being in an airplane, flying up above, looking down at all the little people. Although it's not as personal as being looking down on your own self as an individual. What do you see when you look down at yourself? What sort of things are you looking at when you look down at yourself? Now just say, it's morning, and time to get up. And you get up and you get out of bed, and you're watching yourself. And you're seeing yourself getting out of bed, and you're thinking to yourself, well, that's nice. His body is whole and perfect. He's just as happy as can be. He's getting out of bed, going to have his shower, and going to get his teeth brushed and shaved and prepared for the day. Yes, there he goes. Look at him jump into the shower. Ooh, it feels so good. It feels so wonderful. Yes. Then he takes those hand-scrubbing gloves that Gertrude Suter had sent him, and he rubs him all over his body and makes him feel so tingly and so good. Now, I'm looking down at myself, seeing myself doing these things. And as I look down at myself, seeing myself doing these things, I think to myself, gee, that feels good. Gee, that's nice. And then I go on and I prepare to have breakfast and I sit down at the table with my family. And as I'm sitting there, the food is all virtually on the table, and we're ready to have our cereal or our eggs or our toast or whatever we're going to have. And I'm having some cereal, some eggs, and some toast. And so I'm sitting there enjoying it very much, and Rex is sitting next to me, and I'm looking down watching Rex. And I see Rex lifting up his face toward me, his big brown eyes, saying, you can spare some of that, you know, you can always spare some of that. And I say, Rex, lay down. So he lays down gently right next to me. I take control. I do that so beautifully, so quietly, so lovingly. I don't shout at him. I don't get angry at him. I don't feel that he's not cooperating. I just expect him to cooperate, and he cooperates. And so I go on eating my breakfast. And at one point, somebody says, oh, my goodness. What a day I have ahead of me. I have to do this and I have to do that. I have so many things to do. And I say, okay, halt. So we all stop. We have our warm eggs on our plate or we have whatever we're doing. We stop. I said, now everybody, sit there, close your eyes. Now, let's take 10 deep breaths, breathing in deeply 10 times and letting it out 10 times. And watch what happens. So we start breathing in. Real deep. Lungs expand. Now we let it all out. All out, all out. And we do that 10 times. And I'm watching. And I'm counting as each person is doing that with me. Some are doing it very nicely. And some are not paying attention. They say, you can't tell me what to do. I can do whatever I want to do. And I think to myself, oh, my goodness, here comes another battle. There comes another battle, but I am not going to be touched by it. So I go on, and then on the eighth breath, I stop breathing, and I say, okay, I'm going to have my breakfast now. And so I have my breakfast, and I notice that everyone else stops doing it too. They all do whatever I'm doing. And so I'm talking and eating and sharing and just having a wonderful time, playing one of my talks, the thought for today, on the on the computer and letting everyone listen to it. And I'm looking down on myself doing this. I'm sort of visiting guests in at the breakfast table, watching. I'm not eating. I'm not doing anything, just watching. And as I watch, I see everyone doing different things. I'll pay attention to what each one is doing, what attitude they have, what thoughts they have in their mind, what attitude they have about their world and so forth. And as I'm paying attention, I'm not realizing what I'm doing. And so then I come back to me. Say, Herb, you are not interested in what anybody else is doing. You're only interested in what you are doing. You're looking down on you. You can look down on everybody else. You can be aware of everybody else. You can have your nose in everybody else's business if you want. But Herb, you are looking down at yourself right now, and that is all that matters. And so I stop my foolishness, and I don't pay any attention to anybody else at the table except me. And I watch me, and I say, Herb, don't eat so fast. Just relax. There's no fire that you're going to. Just relax. And so I relax. I tell myself to do this. I'm looking down, and I'm seeing that I'm eating too fast. I'm just gobbling it up, as it is a good breakfast. And so I slow down, and I chew my food well, and I relax. And as I relax and slow down, I feel just wonderful. I feel no pressures, no pain. Little Love comes over, and he tells me that he's a lovely little mini pin, and that I should pet him, and that I should give him some treats. And I say, Love? Down, down. And so Little Love immediately leaves me and goes over to Ellen, his mommy, and tries to get from her. When he realizes I say down, that means there's nothing at the moment. You just mind and behave. I say that to myself, too. I say, Herb, relax. Relax. You didn't take all your breaths. You can take them now. You can take them anytime. They're just for you. When you take those deep breaths, they tell your body, relax, cool it, relax. And I'm looking on, I'm looking down, I'm seeing who I am and what I'm doing. Well, I finish my breakfast, and I get up from the table, and I say, see you later. And I take Rex on the leash, and we go out and start to have our morning walk. And I'm looking down, watching this. And as I'm looking down watching this, my body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I do not feel a thing. I do not know a thing. I'm just in perfect harmony with all. My body is perfectly in harmony with all. I feel great. And so I turn the corner and I let Rex off the leash because he knows he's to be with me on the path. And so he starts his investigations. And he's running here and running there and running here and running there. And I'm affirming, I like me, 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 I like me. I'm affirming all my affirmations. And I'm looking down as I affirm them. And I see my feet are just like feathers sort of floating over the ground. And I just feel so wonderful, so positive, so good. And then the thought comes to me. Well, now I've gone quite a little distance and I haven't seen Rex for a few moments. And then under my breath, I whisper to myself, Rex, I love you. Come walk with me now. Enjoy our walk together. Come, Rex. You make me happy when we walk together. Come, Rex. Good boy. And by the time I finish saying those few words, and I look down, there he is right next to me. Where did he come from? Or he's standing ahead of me on the path, looking back and saying, I'm waiting for you. And whatever, he's always paying attention to me when I pay attention to him. Now, if I can say that to my dog and have him respond, think what I can say to my body. Think what I can say to my brain. My brain receives all the information from the absolute consciousness, the absolute mind, and I am harmonious and in tune with all that is for my highest and best. I am in tune with all that is for my highest and best. Now, as I think these things, as I say these things, as I do these things, I am these things. And it's wonderful. Yes. Try it some morning. As you get up, observe yourself from on high, watching what you do. You can do it. because you're everywhere. And so observe yourself from on high and see what you're doing, how you crawl out of bed or bounce out of bed or jump out of bed or don't want to get out of bed, whatever you want to do. And observe what you're doing, because whatever you're doing, that's the issue of your day. However you're treating yourself, that's how your day is going to be. So watch yourself. Observe yourself. Be an observer. That's what you are anyhow. Because what goes on with your body is what you have created it doing. What goes on with your mind is what you have created it doing. What goes on with your brain is what you have created it doing. Always what you and I have created it doing. That's what's going on. So we might as well be good observers and make sure that our creation is exactly what we intended it to be. And it is exactly what we intend it to be when we are a good observer of what's going on. Oh, after a while, we don't have to observe. It just does it autonomically. It just does it properly, completely, fully, beautifully. But in the beginning, when we're training ourselves, when we're learning to be observers and make sure that our body follows whatever observation we have for it, then we pay attention for a while. Well, now, you can do that. I can do that. We can all do that. And we all do that. And life is absolutely so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, so joyous. I observe it from my point of view. And I speak my word, and there Rex is walking beside me. There Rex is right in front of me. There Rex is wherever I mentally put him, wherever I speak my word and say, I release you, I love you. And there you are. I release my body. Every organ, action, function is whole and perfect. And there it is. I release my world. I am surrounded by beautiful people and beautiful circumstances. And all my world is fantastic. And so it is. I call my life, my world, myself good. And so it is. All by my choice. Now, when I look down from on high, I see my choice being carried out every moment. And what a better place to see our choice being carried out as an observer. As an observer, knowing that all is in divine order. And truly, how great that is. Have a lovely day, and know that all the time, I am right there with you. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're in my world, if you hear my voice, if you know what I am thinking, saying, and doing, and loving you, unconditionally loving you every moment of my life, then I am. For whatever you ask in the quietness of your undertone voice, Herb, walk with me. Herb, talk with me. Herb, bless me. Herb, fill me with your unconditional love. Herb, I accept. And, like Rex, I'll be there, right by your side, right in your heart, right in your life, caring because you put me there. Now, let me be all that I can be in you, the divine revealing itself right now, all in divine order. My beloveds, I love you. I love you. I love you.